Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Welcome to those of you in person today and those of you joining us from online.
对那些参加我们实体聚会的，还有那些参加线上聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
Before we start, maybe we can have a word of prayer again.
在我们开始前，我们还是有点祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love and your mercy that you have showered upon us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你把你的恩典和怜悯倾倒在我们身上。
That we can be called children of God, that we can receive salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们能够被称为神的儿女，我们能够借着你的儿子主耶稣基督能够得到生命，得到救恩。
Thank you for reminding us through your table of the precious sacrifice and the great and the eternal life that you have given us.
我们谢谢你借着饼杯的桌子来提醒我们，我们借着你的儿子得到了永远的生命。
We pray, Lord, that you can put this time into your hands, that as we hear your word, Lord, may human words not be distracting, but may your spirit speak to each and every one of us.
我们祷告在下面的时间里面，你自己在掌管下面这段时间，那我们不要听见人的话语，那我们听见你自己的话语。
So we place the time into your hands, in Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
我们把下面的时间交在你的手中，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.
So let's read a familiar verse, Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
那我们再来读腓立比书第三章第八节。
I'll read in English from the ESV, and my brother will then read in Chinese.
我会读英文的，我弟兄会来读中文的。
Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish.In order that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
So I know that many brothers and sisters have heard a lot about knowing God this summer from our conferences at WCCC and our messages afterwards.
我相信弟兄姊妹们在这西安特会里面，或者在西安特会之后的这个交通的这个我们组织的回馈信息里面，听到很多次关于说要认识神、认识主耶稣基督这件事情。
I don't mean to be repetitive, but I wanted to share some other thoughts about this topic that I've been thinking about this summer as well.
我在这里的话呢，就不再重复，但是呢，我要来分享一些我的一些思考，得着也是跟这个题目有关系的。
Maybe some practical points that can be of benefit to you.
也许的话，我会分享一些在生活中的实际的应用，希望对弟兄姊妹有帮助。
In some of the Romance languages like Spanish, there is two words for the word to know.
在这个原文里面，在希腊文里面的话，有两个字可以。
西班牙文。
在中文里面，
西班牙文。
啊，西班牙文，在西班牙文里面有两个字，关于这个知道有两个字。
There, for those of you who have learned Romance languages, you will know the word conocer and saber.
在西班牙文里面的话呢，有这两个，一个是 conocer， 一个是 saber。
It's a little bit similar to in the Chinese. There's also two words for to know. There's 知道 and there's 认识。
在中文里面的话，也有两个不同的词来表示知，一个是叫知道，一个是认识。
So to conocer or 知道 is to know a fact.It's to know of.
Conocer, 知道，只是知道那个事实。
But to saber, to 认识 is to intimately know, to personally recognize.
Saber, 那个认识就是他很亲密的知道，是具有个人的经历。
So as we think about knowing God, the question I think we can ask ourselves as believers is, do we merely 知道, do we know of God?Or do we 认识 do we know him personally?
关于认识神这件事情，我们问问自己说，我们到底是知道神，关于神的事情呢，还是我们真的认识这位神？
I trust that as believers, we can all point to some experiences we've had in the past or in the present that we have known God truly.
作为信主的人，作为基督徒，你应该有这样的经历，或者在过去的经历里面，或者现在的经历里面，你应该有这个经历，说你真正认识这位神。
Maybe though you feel that you've known him more in the past, or you'd have a greater. But no matter what, I think we all have a desire and a conviction that we ought to know him even more.
也许你在 认识神这件事情上面，在过去已经有很多的经历了，但是呢，关于认识神，我们应该有认识到一点，说不管我们认识多少，我们都是不够的，我们要继续更多的认识他。
I trust that we all, when we think about this, have a longing to know him even more deeply than what we have known in the past.
我们需要里面有这样的渴慕，来渴慕更多的认识神。
For those of us seated here who are not yet believers, our hope is that you may come to know God.
如果在我们中间有福音朋友还不认识神的，我的盼望就是说你会认识神。
We see here in the book of Philippians, Paul says that he counts everything else as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing God.
我们在腓立比书里面看见说，保罗把万事当作有损的，他要认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
So he's saying that nothing else even comes close once you have tasted God. This is surpassing everything else that he has experienced.
他在这里说，万事都不能够跟认识神这个事情来比较，如果你尝到一点主恩的滋味的话呢，你就知道说世上的一切都是粪土。
And similarly, for us as believers, if we truly have a knowledge, a true personal knowledge of Him, it should be our desire to share the gospel to others even more.
对我们信主的弟兄姊妹来说的话，如果我们真的是认识这位神，我们真是认识到我们的主的话呢，我们里面应该有更大的一个冲动，要把这位宝贵的救主跟那些福音朋友来分享。
It shouldn't be just a casual knowing him. If we truly have tasted and seen the Lord, how can we keep it to ourselves? How can we but share it with those around us?
我们如果不只是说，好像是很就是很冷淡的、很模模糊糊的知道这位神，如果我们真实里面有很清楚的印象，我们真实认为这位神知道他的宝贵、尝过他的主恩的话呢，我们不可能只是。好像是轻轻松松的很平淡的把福音介绍给别人，我们里面应该有很重的负担，要把这个宝贵的好消息告诉我们的朋友们。
Amen, well said. So, I just want to tell you some personal stories. Recently, I celebrated my 6-month wedding anniversary.
我跟大家来分享一下我个人的经历，就是我最近刚刚度过了这个半年的这个结婚纪念日。
My wife isn't here this morning, so I can embarrass her without her knowing.
So, 因为我妻子不在这里，所以我可以来分享我的经历。
So I'm grateful for being able to get to know her more over these past 6 months.
我实在是很感恩，在过去的六个月里面，我越来越多的认识她了。
And I've done this through coming home earlier for dinner, going on walks at night, praying together.
我之所以能够认识她，是因为我们回家早一点回家，然后一块用晚餐，然后我们饭后会有散步，我们会有交通。
Through spending time together, quality time together, I can get to know her more.
借着和她在一起能够度过一些很高质量的美好的这个交通的时间，我能够更多的认识她。
Similarly, I think in our relationship with God, as we spend genuine quality time with Him, we can know Him more.
同样的，在认识神这件事情上面的话，如果我们真是在神面前有一些很美好的、高质量的与他亲密亲近的时间，我们就能够更多的认识他。
However, I think, I fear that my relationship with God has not always been ideal.
我承认说跟神的关系并不是最美好的，最理想的。
Some examples for you. I've been reading the Bible through my Bible app on my phone for the last 10 plus years.
我在过去的十年里面，我一直读圣经，我记得用手机上面的这个圣经的一个应用来读圣经。
But sometimes it can just be a rush to finish my daily reading and check the box for the day.
但有一些时候的话呢，我可能是为了来赶读经的进度，每天就要把圣经读完，匆匆忙忙地读过去。
Since the beginning of the pandemic, I've been trying to fast once a week.
自从疫情开始之后，我就在主面前有一个心愿，就是每一周我要禁食一次。
But oftentimes when I skip a meal, it is just replaced by another meeting or work, and the time is quickly lost.
但是呢，虽然我禁食，但是呢，如果我这个禁食的时间是被你会议或者其他的事情所占据的话呢，那个禁食的这个意义就失去了。
And I see that my time in the evenings can be spent wasted scrolling through mindless social media posts or videos.
但是呢，到了晚上以后呢，我可能会花很长的时间，甚至来在这个社交网络、社交媒体上面来浏览。
When I pray to the Lord, I bring a laundry list of items before Him.
当我在祷告生活里面的话，当我跟神祷告的时候，我可能会列一个很长的清单。
I don't have a desire to truly meet with him or hear from him, but I'm just talking and not letting him speak.
我并没有一个真正的一个渴慕要来听主的话，我在主的面前好像只是说要把我自己的祷告的清单列出来而已。
I think it's easy for us to compartmentalize our relationship with God into piecemeal times and checklists.
好像在生活中间的话呢，我们有一种倾向，我们很容易把跟神的关系变成一个碎片化的关系。
But that doesn't develop into a true, genuine relationship. It's just an outward appearance.
如果这样的话呢，就不能够跟神有一个真正的亲密的关系，只是外面好像说你跟神有关系。
It would not be a good marriage for me if I rush through conversations with my wife and I'm constantly on my phone when she's talking to me.
在婚姻生活里面也是这样，如果我只是在我跟妻子沟通的时候，我只是把我要说的话说完了，然后的话呢，我看我的手机，不管我妻子在说什么。
I only ask for a to-do list when I talk to her. I talk, but don't let her talk.
如果我跟她说话的时候呢，我只是跟她说你要我做什么，给我列个清单，但是呢，我没有听她愿意跟我交通的事情。
Or I ignore her because I've already spoken to her for today once.
或者是我把她忽略掉了，因为我已经今天已经跟她说过话了，所以我剩下的时间就会忽略她。
But how often is our relationship with God like this? Maybe more of a works-based religion rather than a true and genuine relationship.
但是跟神的关系上面的话呢，我们是不是很多时候都是这个样子，好像我们只是有一个基于工作的一些宗教信仰的那方面而已。
Is it just an outward appearance of knowing of God, or is this truly an inward reality of knowing Him intimately in our hearts?
我们需要问自己这个问题，说我们到底跟神的关系是在外面表面上看好像有这样一个关系，还是我们在里面有真实的跟神有亲密的连结？
I think what we need is a change in our relationship with the Lord.
我们需要在与主的关系这件事情上面有一个很大的变化。
When we read His Word, we need to truly digest it, meditating it, and chewing on it, seeking to understand it and applying it to our lives.
当我们在读主的话的时候呢，我们需要慢慢的读，我们需要细细的咀嚼，我们需要来默想这些话，我们需要来进入这个话的真实的意义里面去，并且能够把这些话应用在我们的生活中间。
We need to have a true hunger for God and a desire to meet with Him that's genuine and not just because of responsibility or obligation.
在我们里面应该有一个饥渴慕义的心，我们要来对神的话有饥饿感，我们要来追求这位神，来认识他。
We also need to put aside the distractions of the modern digital age.
在现在我们这个是信息化的时代，我们需要把一些干扰来排除掉，我们才能够来到神面前安静。
So oftentimes we start and end our days with our phones, the first thing that we see in the morning, the last thing that we see at night.
在这个时代的话呢，很多人可能早上一起来就看手机，晚上睡觉最后一件事情也是看手机。
There's so much wasted time and information overload, which can distract us from our relationships with one another and also with God, interfering with our getting to know Him more.
在这个信息爆炸的时代的话呢，很多无用的信息其实都浪费我们的时间来影响我们跟神的关系。
May we put our phones down and whatever else is distracting us, even schoolwork or our jobs, and commit to making space in our thoughts and our heart for God.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们需要把手机放下。我们甚至也要把那些干扰我们的，包括我们的工作，包括我们的家庭作业，都要放下。那我们能够单单的来遇见这位神。Instead,
may we start and end our days with the Lord.
那我们应该每一天起来，我们就来遇见这位神。然后每天睡觉之前，最后一件事情，我们也是来到神面前与他有交通。And
fill also the time between with Him without our phones.
那我们在一天的时间里面，我们也要让神来充满我们，而不是让手机上的信息来充满我们。
May we have a heart like David to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
我们需要从早到晚住在神的殿中来寻求他的面。
May we start our prayers by thanking him, by worshiping and praising God.
如果我们来到神面前来，我们祷告的时候，我们是来感谢、来赞美、来敬拜他，这样开始的。
May we want to seek after His face, seek after what's on His heart, His will, and His kingdom, rather than just what is on our hearts.
我们需要来寻求神的面，我们需要来摸神的心，看看在神的心意里面，什么是他的旨意，什么是他的意义，什么是他的国，他要什么。
And in Galatians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9, it writes, "Formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not God's. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more?"
加拉太书四章八到九节，但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？
So we see here that when, as we know God, we also leads to change.
这里看见说，当我们认识神之后的话呢，我们的生命会有改变的。
Actually, side note, it is not just us knowing God, but really, as Paul writes here, God knowing us.
这里有个注解说，其实不是我们认识神，而是神认识了我们。
We are but sinners before a holy God.
我们在这个圣洁的神面前，我们是一个罪人而已。
But Jesus has lived the perfect life, taking up our sin and paying the penalty that we deserved by dying on the cross for us.
但是我们的耶稣是生活了一个完全圣洁 无瑕疵的这个生活，他为了我们的罪上了十字架，因着他为我们死的缘故，我们就不要死了。
And by believing in him, we have received his eternal life.
我们借着相信他，我们就从他接受了那永远的生命。
So only by his grace and mercy can we now say that we are known by God and we can know God.
借着他的恩典和怜悯，现在我们可以说我们被神所认识，因此我们也可以认识这位神。
This is such a blessing that God has given us, but it also ought to lead to change.
这是何等的恩典神赐给我们，这个恩典带给我们生命的改变。
Borrowing an analogy from Tim Keller,
我要从这个 Tim Keller 的这个故事里面借一个来用一下。
He reminds us that all relationships are life-changing.
他说所有的关系都会带来生命的改变。
Even a mere acquaintance you know can affect your life.
哪怕只是说一个熟人也会改变你的生活。
But the closer the relationship, the more you're changed, whether it's by a close friend or a family member.
你的生活会被那些很近的、很亲密的这关系来改变。这个亲密的关系可以是你的配偶，可以是你的家庭成员，可以是你的好朋友。
And how much more should our walk with the Lord change our lives?
如果我们与这位神来同行的话呢，我们的生活应该发生何等大的改变。
In fact, how much we know the Lord can be measured by how much our life has been changed. Are we different now than before?
事实上，你到底认识神有多少呢？我们可以有个标准，有个尺度来衡量，就是你的生命改变了多少，就能够知道说你到底认识神有多少。
And it may not be the way that you want to be changed even, but that proves that God is truly God and sovereign over our lives.
如果这些改变的话呢，是你自己不愿意发生的改变，那么就能证明一件事情，说这位神是有那个全能的神，他能改变你的生命。
And he's leading us to obey him in ways that we may not want to, but God wants.
他会带领我们走一条路，这条路也许是我们自己不愿意走的，但是呢，神是要我们走这条路。
A question I have that we can ask ourselves is, have we allowed God to make these changes in our lives?
我们可以问自己一个问题，就是我们有没有允许神在我们的生命中做那些改变的工作？
Can we say that we truly know him and obey him?
我们每个人能够真正的说我们真正的认识这位神，并且顺服他的旨意吗？
Can we say that we know him enough as we are changed, or are we changed enough into his likeness?
我们可以说我们认识他，所以我们允许他来改变我们的生命。我们可以说我们认识他，我们允许他改变我们生命，使我们能够被改变像耶稣吗？
So just to conclude, those of us who are believers know at least something of God.
作为一个结论来讲的话，说我对于我们这些信主的人，我们至少在某些程度上面说我们是认识神了。
But I think we can all confess that we need to know more. We want to know more.
但是我们每一个人，我们都要承认说，我们需要更多的认识神。
This is truly the most important relationships of our lives, both now and in the life to come.
这是我们生命中一个最重要的一个关系，包括现在也包括将来是最重要的关系。
And we don't want to come before the Lord and for him to tell us that he did not know us.
我们不愿意有一天当我们见主面的时候，主告诉我们说他不认识我们。
And that we think that we only 知道 we only know of him rather than we truly 认识 truly know him personally.
我们不愿意落在光景里面，好像我们只是听听说说，我们好像只是知道这位神，但是呢，我们并没有真正的认识他。
May we genuinely seek him in our relationship as we read his word with a seeking heart.
当我们在读主的话语的时候，愿我们带着寻求的心，能够真正的认识遇见这位神。
May we pray with a God-seeking spirit.
我们愿意祷告的时候，带着寻求神的心来祷告。
May we put down our digital distractions.
愿意我们把这个信息时代所带来的那些干扰都能够放到一边去。
May we regularly fast from the world, but replace these things with a genuine relationship with God.
那我们能够有一些固定的时间，能够通过禁食，能够通过祷告，能够来亲近这位神。
That regularly marks our days from start to finish and every time in between.
那我们每一次都能够用每一天的生活都能够从神开始，与神结束。
And this relationship will then lead to obedience and genuine change in our lives.
这个关系里面需要一个真正的顺服，这个关系会带来一个生命的真正的改变。
And if we truly believe the impact of knowing God in our hearts and our lives, we will have the passion to make him known to others.
如果我们真正的认识这位神，允许这位神在我们生命的里面做了改变的工作，我们就有这个能力能够影响我们身边的人。
We'll be unable to keep it to ourselves, but we will desire that others may also come to know him.
因为我们这样的生命的改变的话呢，是不能被我们隐藏在里面的，我们会让人看见，别人就能够也能受到影响。
That they may know the good news that God has known and desires to know each and every one of us.
他们就能够听见这个好消息，就是神里面有一个盼望，有个心愿，要来认识我们每一个人。
May this be the prayer of our hearts to
know. 愿这个成为每一个人心里面的祷告。
To know Him more and to make Him known throughout the earth.
我们要来更多的认识神，并且能够让神能够被更多的被世界所认识。
Praise the Lord for our brother's sharing.
我们为着我们弟兄的交通赞美神。
And this morning, we thank the Lord that I also have a similar burden.
今天早晨我也有同样的负担。
I think the Lord has been reminding each one of us, and especially reminding me of the importance for me to have this to know God more.
实在主提醒我们每一位，特别是提醒我自己，我们应该更多来认识神。
And the difference between knowing of versus knowing him intimately through our experiences.
在我们生活的经历里面，我们应当要分清楚知道和认识神的差别。
This morning I would like for us to read a few passages.
今天早晨我们来先来带读几段经文。
And the first passage is from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 2 and 3.
第一段经文是从申命记第一章第二节和第三节。
And I will read it in English and then my brother will read in Mandarin.
我先用中英文读一遍，我弟兄用中文读一遍。
It is 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses spoke to the people of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment to them.
从何烈山经过希尔山到加底斯巴尼亚有11天的路程，出埃及第40年11月初一日，摩西照耶和华借着他吩咐以色列人的话都晓谕他们。
The next passage that we shall read is from Numbers chapter 14 verse 24.
下一段我们读民数记14章24节。
Numbers chapter 14 verse 24.
14章24节。
And I'll read it first in English.
我先用英文读一遍。
But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it.
唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心智或一个灵，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
The next passage is from the New Testament and it's from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 25.
下一段经文是新约里面加拉太书五章二十五节。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Next we shall read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2.
接下来我们读希伯来书12章第二节。
Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。And
the next we shall read from 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
我们接下来读彼得前书5章10节。
And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
So we'll pause our scripture passages for now.
我们读经暂时停在这里。
So as I was mentioning, you know, the Lord has been continually reminding me, actually, the last several months, with regards to the journey of the Israelites.
在过去几个月，主一直在提醒我来读以色列人在出埃及记的那段旅程。
And this is the journey of the Israelites out of Egypt, through the wilderness, and into the Promised Land.
那段旅程是讲到以色列人出埃及，在旷野里面，最后进到迦南美地。
And I think the last time I shared on the Lord's provision for His people.
上一次我交通的时候，我交通到神为着他的百姓所预备的。And
then before that, I had shared on the aspect of separation unto God.
在那之前呢，我有交通说我们应该被分别出来归给神。And
this time, I would like to share on the journey itself through the wilderness.
这次我要交通是经过旷野的这个行程。
So, you know, we know that God has been preparing His people to enter into the Promised Land.
我们知道神在预备他的百姓能够进入那应许之地。And
so my burden is to share about knowing God on our spiritual journey.
所以我的负担就是在我们属灵的旅程里面能够来认识神。And
I want to draw our attention back to the first passage that we read from Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我想要把大家的注意力回到我们刚才读的第一段经文。
Here we see Moses mentioning or reminding the people that it took them what would have been 11-day journey from the foot of Mount Sinai into the Promised Land, that it took them around 40 years.
在这里我们刚才读过说从这个何烈山到加里斯巴尼亚是11天的路程。
And so I tried looking at, you know, the maps in my Bible, and then even I opened up Google Earth to try and see, you know, how far is this distance.
所以我就打开一些参考书籍，看看地图，看看究竟这段旅程究竟有多长。
You know, an 11-day journey on foot, walking X number of hours in the day is, you know, it's actually, if you really think about the distance, And it's not accurate in any means, but maybe it's around
180 to 200 miles at most.
And maybe if someone looks at, I might be completely wrong, but somewhere in that neighborhood.
也许这个数字并不是很准确，但是大概就在这个范围之内。Almost
the distance from Seattle to Portland.
这一段距离几乎就是从西雅图到波兰的这个距离。Now
we see instead of taking 11 days, it took 40 years.
但是我们看见发现，我们发现说以色列人虽然我们虽然只需要11天，但是以色列人却用了40年的时间。So
almost, you know, 1400 times longer.
几乎是1400倍那么长。Now
we ask ourselves, you know, was it the distance that stood between them and the Promised Land?
所以我们看见说，这他们从他们到这个应许之地是这么的长久。We
know that it was not the distance that stood between them and the Promised Land. Instead, it was the condition of their hearts.
那我们发现说，这段距离虽然不远，但是他们的心和那块那个应许之地却是相当的远。And
we know that God was dealing with the condition of their hearts, and it took around 40 years.
那我们知道神在那里对付他们心里的光景花了40年的时间。
And we know that, you know, prior to this, there was the rebellion that was incited by 10 of the 12 scouts that were sent out to go look at or spy out the land.
因为我们知道那段的旅程一开始是说12个探子里面有10个人报了恶信。
And we know that the 10, of course, had, you know, brought fear to the people of Israel.
我们知道那十个探子把这个惧怕的心带到以色列百姓当中。
And instead of relying on God, they started to, you know, put fear and doubt into the hearts of the people.
他们并没有依靠神，取而代之的是用惧怕和恐惧来取而代之。
And we know, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, nobody over the age of 20 at that time entered into the promised land.
那我们也知道那十二探子里面除了约书亚和加勒，其他人都没有进去那应许之地。
So as I was reading these passages, the Lord really convicted me about the condition of my own heart before Him.
所以当我读这段经文的时候，我看见主实在也对我的心来说话。
You know, we see that in Deuteronomy chapter 8, and we will not read the passages, but we know that God was testing the children of Israel throughout those 40 years in the wilderness.
我们知道在生命记第八章那里我们有记载，我们虽然不去读，但是那里讲到说神是用那段时间来试炼以色列的百姓。
He was testing them to see, you know, to prove their character and to humble them.
因为他们要神要试炼他们，好叫他们能够谦卑。
And the Lord put them in certain situations so that they would learn to rely upon God.
因为主把他们放在特别的光景里面，好叫他们学习来依靠神。
We know that He allowed them to go hungry only to feed them with manna, which was a food previously unknown to them.
因为我们知道主容让他们有饥饿的时候，好叫他们看见，能认识到他们从前所不知道的玛拿。
In that very act, you know, God was trying to show them something much more deeper than just the physical food that they had received.
所以到最后的结果是神要让他们看见比那食物更宝贵的事。
He wanted man to know the importance of feeding on God's word.
因为他要以色列百姓来认识到能够靠神的话当食物的重要性。
Every time when God would do something, and Jesus did the same thing, every time he would perform a miracle,
神是做那样的事，主耶稣基督也这样做。每次他行神迹的时候
，which may have been something that was evident on the outside, he was always trying to show something deeper about the condition of man's heart.
因为从表面来看，也许不是很明显，但是每一次主行神迹的时候，他是要显明我们人内心的光景。
And that is what God is after even today with us.
事实上，这也是神今天要在我们身上所得着的。
The Lord is continually showing me and showing us about the inner condition of our heart, which He wants to address even today.
神常常在我们的内心里面，在我的内心里面做这个工作，要显明他。
We know that the Lord dearly loves us.
我们知道主实在是很爱我们。
And we know that He knows us even more than we know ourselves.
我们也知道主认识我们超过我们自己认识我们自己。
And we know that just as the Israelites, you know, began their spiritual journey when they were delivered, you know, from the land of Egypt in a very powerful way.
因为我们知道当以色列人离开埃及的时候，主是用很极大的能力把他们带出埃及。
As they went through the wilderness,
当他们经过旷野的时候，
we also can relate to that.
当我们经过旷野的时候，我们也可以与以色列人有同样的感觉。
We know that today in our spiritual journey,The Lord is after the salvation of our souls.
因为我们知道，在今天我们属灵的旅程里面，主是要我们愿意我们的魂能够得救。
The Lord is teaching me and teaching us how much we need to rely on Him for everything.
因为主在教导我，也是教导我们，我们在凡事上都应该来依靠主。
For every aspect of our spiritual journey, every step, the Lord wants us to rely on Him.
因为在我们属灵生命里面的每一步程，主都愿意我们来依靠他。
He does not want us to place any ability in our flesh.
因为他不要我们依靠我们肉体上天然的能力。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you feel this way, but For me, I feel that I'm so easily distracted throughout the day.
哎，我不知道听众们是有同样的感觉，但对我而言，我发现在一天里面的生活里面常常被打岔。
Even though the Lord has shown me many times, I still look away.
虽然主多次的向我启示，但是我仍然偏离了。
And the Lord is reminding me time and time again how important it is for me to rely on Him for every moment, every step.
但是主仍然一而再、再而三的提醒我，在每一时刻里面，我们都要来依靠他。
You know, when we talk about our soul, we know that it relates to our emotions or feelings, our thoughts and our will.
哎，我们知道，当我们谈到我们的魂生命的时候，这是讲到我们的情感、我们的意志和我们的感觉。
And we know that these three can either be governed by the spirit or by our flesh.
我们知道这三样可以是应该是被灵所控制，或者也许是被我们的肉体所控制了。
Before we were saved, our spirit was in a dormant state, and we couldn't be in fellowship with God.
因为当我们得救之前，我们灵是死的，我们那时候没办法与神有交通。
So we were fully under the influence of the flesh.
所以我们那时候完全是靠被肉体所影响。
Just as Israelites were in Egypt for all of those years, they were in slavery, they couldn't get out.
正如那时候以色列人在埃及地的时候，他们是在奴仆辖制之内，他们无法逃脱。
But praise the Lord, you know, when we were saved, our dormant spirit has been made alive once again.
但赞美主，当我们得救之后，我们那沉睡的灵现在苏醒过来了。
And we can now communicate with the Spirit of God, with the Holy Spirit.
那我们现在可以借着圣灵与神的灵有交通。
So we can be in fellowship with the Spirit.
所以我们可以在灵里面与神有交通。
But at the same time, we know that the Lord is dealing with another issue within us.
但是在这个时候，我们也注意到主正在对付我们另外一个光景。
And that is our soul.
就是我们魂的光景。
We still have a choice to allow it to be influenced either by the flesh or by the Spirit.
因为我们有这样一个意志，可以决定说我们的魂要受肉体控制还是受灵控制。
So brothers and sisters, in our spiritual journey, whether it's long or short,
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们属灵的历程上，不论是长短，不论是长或是短，
whether it's an easy or a difficult journey,
不论是顺利的时候或是很困难的时候，
we know what the Lord is really after is the condition of our heart.
我们知道主所要求的是我们心里面的光景。
And, you know, may we truly learn to place our trust on Him.
我们实在能够真正学习到我们认识他，能够来依靠他。
You know that our spiritual journey involves a series of steps.
我们知道我们属灵的路程里面有许多的步。
And those steps are toward a specific direction.
因为每一步都是到某一个目标里面。
So in that direction, may our goal be Christ Himself.
我们
as we look at the direction, may our goal be Christ Himself.
当我们看到我们这个目标的这个方向的时候，愿我们都看到主耶稣基督是我们的目标。
And as we take each step towards that goal, may we fully rely upon Christ alone.
当我们走每一步走向那个目标的时候，让我们真是来依靠我们主耶稣基督。
Now I want to turn our attention to Caleb.
现在我想我们来注意一下加勒这个人。
So we previously read in Numbers, and I'll repeat the verse. It says, "But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it."
我们刚才读过民数记，那里讲到说，他神说，我的仆人加勒因他另有一个灵专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地。
And we know Brother Sherwin had touched upon this a little bit last week as well.
我们知道我们Sherwin弟兄上周也交通一点。
And the two aspects about Caleb that the Lord showed me is the first one is that he had a different spirit.
在加勒身上主让我看见有两点，第一点就是他有一个不同的灵。
And that he followed God fully.
第二点是他专一跟从主。
So we know that through the journey, even in those 40 years, he followed God fully.
我们知道在那段路程虽然是40年之久，我们看见加勒真是专一跟从神。
So the first aspect, which is talking about this different spirit, is something I'd like for us to ponder upon a little bit.
所以我们现在想要一起默想这句话, 它另有一个灵。
Do we have this different spirit in us?
我们是不是
vacant spirit?
Do we have this different spirit within us?
我们是否在我们里面也有这样一个不同的灵?
You know, are we really seeing God's heart toward us?
我们是不是真的看到神的心是向着我们?
Brothers and sisters, we praise the Lord that He loves us dearly.
我们感谢神，因为他爱我们。
Many times I think we just know it in our heads, but we don't fully realize it.
我们很多时候可能只知道这是一个头脑里面的知识，我们没有真正的明白神爱我们。
And my prayer for myself and for each one of us is that we may truly desire to know the fullness of Christ.
我个人祷告也是为所有弟兄姊妹祷告，是我们真是能够完全的认识神。
That we may realize that this is something that the Lord has given for us to claim, to enter into.
我们真是可能够看见这是神所赐给我们的，我们可以来白白的得着，能够得到。
The other part is that we may once again be reminded of the importance that Christ is the only way.
我们另外一点应该看见的是，除了基督，没有其他的道路。
We know that even though the path may sometimes be narrow,
我们知道这条路也许有时候是窄路。
Even though the path might sometimes be difficult,
因为这条路有时候是非常难走。
It might be dry or desolate,
也许是非常干燥干枯的。
But we know this, we know that the path of the Lord is a sure path.
但是我们知道主的道路是一个确实的道路。
And no matter where it leads us, as long as we are on that path, on that way, we know that we will be safe.
不论这条道路带我们往哪里去, 我们要知道只要我们在这条路上, 我们就是安全的。
Next, we also realize that the power to make that spiritual journey is one that has already been deposited in us.
我们知道走这条属灵的道路主要能力是已经赐给我们了。
The Lord has given us His indwelling Holy Spirit.
因为主已经将他的灵内住在我们里面。
This is the same power which has resurrected Christ from the dead is also working in us.
这一个叫主耶稣基督从死里复活的大能，如今也住在我们里面。
So brothers and sisters, we praise the Lord that He has given us everything that we need in order to have this different spirit.
所以我们感谢主，他已经给我们一切所需要的，好叫我们能够有这样一个另外一个心智。
Now we have a responsibility.
那我们也有这样的责任。
And that is we need to put that into practice, or we need to exercise that.
我们必须要把这样的事情能够操练出来，实行出来。
And that takes me to the next passage we had read, which was from Galatians chapter 5, verse 25.
这也引我们进到刚才我们读了加拉太书5章25节那节经文。
It says, therefore, brothers and sisters, may we learn to keep in step with the Spirit.
所以那也讲到说，我们应该靠圣灵行事。
We know that Caleb followed him fully.
我们知道加勒实在 完全专一的跟从神。
So step by step, he was following God.
因为一步一步，他都是跟从神。
Similarly, in our spiritual journey, every step that we take needs to be one where we fully rely upon God.
同样的，在我们属灵的旅程里面，每一步我们都应该完全的依靠神。
Where we rely on Him for deliverance.
我们依靠着他，我们得救。
Where we rely on Him for direction.
我们靠着他，我们有方向。
Relying upon Him for provision.
我们靠着他做我们的预备我们所有的需要。
Relying upon Him for discernment.
我们靠着他，我们能够辨别力。
And relying upon Him for strength.
我们靠着他，我们得能力。
And relying upon Him even in our service.
我们甚至要靠主，在我们服事的时候，我们要靠主。
And I have used this analogy many times when we walk, the process of walking is actually falling forward and allowing the next foot to break our fall.
因为我常有做过这样的比喻，就是当我们走路的时候，我们必须一步一步的才不会跌倒。
The Lord has been reminding me of how much I need to let go.
因为主常常提醒我，什么时候我应该要放掉自己。
How much I need to learn to deny myself and to allow the cross to do a deeper work in me.
什么时候我应该来舍己，好叫那十字架的工作在我身上有路。
You know, there is a warning. If we ever take this for granted and we start to rely on our own strength, it'll be like having both our feet tied together and we would just fall on our face.
因为我们知道这是一个很好的警戒，就是如果什么时候我们依靠自己肉体的时候， 那就等于说把我们两个脚绑在一起， 那我们一往前的时候就会跌倒。
You know, we see this in the Israelites. Many times, even though they had seen all of the glorious things that God did, they would murmur against Him.
我们在以色列百姓上看见这样一个见证，就是当他们虽然看见神荣耀的神迹，但是他们仍然埋怨。
And even in that, God would, of course, you know, they experienced His wrath. But in that, the Lord was once again showing them His mercy and how much He wanted them to turn back toward Him.
虽然如此，主仍然一直向他们显怜悯，要他们能够回头。
So brothers and sisters, we know that it took these 40 years, and that 40 years was actually God being patient with the people, with His people.
第二节我们也看见那40年的之久的历程，但是在那40年之久，神仍然怜悯以色列百姓。
He was preparing a stubborn and rebellious people who are prone to forget and to wander. He was preparing them to enter into His promise.
因为那些容易忘记神的爱、神的神迹的那些百姓，神仍然预备他们，好叫他们能够进入那应许之地。
You know, for me, I'm often reminded that the more I know God, I actually realize how unworthy and how wicked I am.
因为常常对我自己而言，我发现我更多认识神，我就看见我自己是何等的不配，何等的无力。
The more I know Him, I start realizing that I'm actually a very self-centered person.
因为我更多的认识主，我就发现我自己是何等的自私的一个人。
That I very easily forget.
我也很容易忘记。
And I tend to wander off.
我也很容易偏行己路。
And I realize how much I need to claim His precious blood and how much I need to claim His grace and mercy.
所以我实在看见我们是何等需要支用主耶稣基督的宝血和他的怜悯。
For every step, for every moment.
在我们每一步路，每一步行程上面。
You know, we just praise the Lord that He has given us everything that we need on the spiritual journey.
我们实在赞美神，因为在我们这属灵的路程里面，他已经为我们预备了一切。
So may we truly learn to let go and to hold on to the Lord.
所以我们真是要学习能够放下自己的一切来跟随主。
You know, I'll just share a small example.
我想要分享一个小小的例子。
You know, in this past year, I've been traveling back and forth to Dallas a lot because my dad is advanced in age.
因为父亲年长，所以在这一段的时间里面，我从这里和达拉斯常常往返。
And he is at very high risk of falling whenever he walks.
我的父亲他在走路的时候，他是属于那种高危险群，会跌倒的人。
And many times when he walks, I will see him. He will try and grab onto anything around him that he sees.
因为我有注意到我的父亲，当每次走路的时候，他都要注意说他附近周围有没有可以抓住的东西。
Sometimes it might be you know, towel rack, which is very flimsy.
也许有时候抓住只是一个布，是非常脆弱的。
And I had to tell him, Dad, no, you cannot hold it because it's going to break.
因为我就告诉我父亲说，你不能抓住那个，那会破的。
Oh, there are other times, you know, when I'm trying to get him in the car, he'll hold on to the door, but he will not let go.
那有时候他要上车的时候，他就手抓住那门，他就没办法上车。
And we're trying to get him into the seat, but he will not let go, and he's at risk of falling if he doesn't do that.
我们虽然让他好像能够进到车里坐好，但他手还是抓着门，因为他很担心要跌倒。
Through this, the Lord has been reminding me of sometimes how I place my trust in things that are temporary or things that are flimsy.
那我父亲这个例子好像就提醒我说，很多时候我也是常常抓住那些不可靠的东西。
And how in other times I'm holding on to things that when I should be letting go.
很多时候好像我也看见我自己抓住了那些东西，事实上那些东西是不值得我们抓的。
And so brothers and sisters, today the Lord is reminding us once again to really learn to trust in the Lord.
所以今天弟兄姐妹们，主在提醒我们能够来依靠主，抓住主。
And to really learn to let go and to let God.
实在是应该放弃我们自己所抓住的来依靠神。
And so, you know, once again, I just want to mutually encourage us that in our spiritual journey, may we truly learn to put this into practice.
所以我想再一次我们彼此提醒，在我们属灵的路程里面，我们能够学习这一点。
You know, we may know about the cross.
我们也许听说知道十字架。
We can hear about the cross.
我们也听说十字架。
We can talk about the cross.
也许我们可以谈论十字架。
We can even preach about the cross.
我们甚至可以来传讲十字架的道理。
But am I really living out the cross?
但是我们是否真的是活出这十字架里面的生命？
So is this really merely head knowledge, or through my subjective experiences, am I learning to allow the cross to do its work in me?
所以这是否只是我们头脑里面的知识，还是我们真是能够活出十字架神要我们所得到的生命？
You know, brothers and sisters, we all want to experience the resurrected life of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我想我们都想要经历那复活生命的大能。
But how many of us are willing to die first to be placed upon the altar?
但是我们多少人有愿意能够向自己死，把我们自己放在祭坛上？
The reality is that in order for us to live, we must be first willing to die.
因为这实际的情况应该是，我们如果想要得生，我们必须要能够先会死。
So may we, beginning with me, and each of us learn to fully submit and to fully rely upon Him for everything.
所以从我自己开始，也从所有弟兄姊妹开始，我们可以学习来专一，来依靠主。
So that we may know Christ.
好叫我们认识基督。
But this may be not just knowing about Christ, but truly knowing Him.
不只是知识上认识，乃是真正的认识主。
In His death, and in the power of His resurrection, and in the fellowship of His sufferings.
好叫我们能够认识他复活的大能，并交通于他的苦难里。
Shall we pray?
我们再有点祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are so gracious and so merciful unto us.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你实在恩待我们，怜悯我们。
Lord, we thank you for your patience. Just as you were patient in dealing with the children of Israel, you are even now patient in dealing with us.
主啊，正如你那时候何等的忍耐以色列人，你今天也同样的向我们有忍耐。
Lord, may we learn to give you our heart.
主啊，愿我们学习将我们的心交给你。
Lord, to give you our whole heart.
哦，将我们完全的心交给你。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
主啊，愿你怜悯我们。
Lord, teach us to rely upon you step by step.
主啊，愿我们每一步路都能够来依靠你。
Lord, we just pray once again that we might allow you to do a deeper work in each one of us.
主啊，我在祷告，愿你在我们每个人身上做那更深的工作。
Lord, prepare us to enter into your promised land.
主啊，你预备我们，好叫我们能够进入你所应许我们的地。
Lord, we thank you and praise you that you are indeed leading us forward.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你仍然在带领我们向前。
And Lord, we know that you are indeed faithful to accomplish the good work that you have begun in each one of us.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你是信实的神，你所动的善功，你就必定成就。
So Lord, we thank you, we praise you once again.
主啊，我们再一次感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we give you all the glory and honor.
我们要把所有的荣耀和尊荣来归给你。
May you continue to build your church.
愿你继续来建造你的教会。
May we learn to yield to submit to you fully.
愿我们能够完全的来顺服你。
Lord, that you might bring about once again a revival in your house.
实在愿你在你的家中、你的殿里面能够得着荣耀。
In us individually and corporately.
不仅是我们个人身上，在团体身上都如此。
Once again, thank you. We praise you.
我们再一次感谢你，赞美你。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Before we conclude, I would like to share a few announcements.
在我们结束之前，我们有一点报告。
And actually, before we begin our announcements, we'd like to welcome any newcomers among us who might be here for the first time.
在我们报告之前，我们要欢迎第一次来到我们当中的朋友们。
And we'll start on my right. So if anybody is here for the first time, please stand up and introduce yourself.
从我右手边开始，如果你第一次来的话，请你站起来自我介绍一下。
好好。Okay, welcome.
Welcome.
So they are, the couple is from China, and their daughter just moved here working at PLU. Yeah, okay.
Anybody else?
有其他人吗？前面。
Welcome.
欢迎。So she's here studying at Seattle.
Okay. How about on my left side? Anyone here for the first time?
在我左手边有任何人吗 ？Stephanie. Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
我们弟兄姊妹是离开我们十二年今天现在回到西雅图，主带领他们回到西雅图。
Glad to have you back. Anyone else?
其他的吗
？Okay. If not, I'll just share a few announcements.
我们有几件事情报告。
So we will continue to meet in person and hybrid on Sundays.
我们在主日仍然是混合模式。
And then our Tuesday night meetings are going to continue to be virtual.
我们周二的祷告聚会仍然是在线上。
Friday night also will be virtual, except for the English group. We meet in person here.
周五的读经聚会也在线上，但是英文组呢是 is it hybrid or
hybrid and in person.
英文组呢是线上和实体同时进行。
Okay, and if you can please remember, next Sunday we will have two brothers Ben Sun and John Hong will be sharing the word.
请弟兄姐妹纪念我们下个主日要交通两位弟兄，孙家荣弟兄和洪忠弟兄。
And brothers Yunke and brother Shibo will be interpreting.
翻译的弟兄是柯云弟兄和李世博弟兄。
Please pray for our brothers' services.
请为弟兄们的服事来祷告。
And then we want to continue to remind everyone to please screen yourselves, you know, before we come in here in person.
我们仍然提醒弟兄姊妹们要来实体聚会之前要自我检测一下。
And if you're not feeling well, you know, please stay at home.
如果你有任何不舒服的情况，请你就留在家里。
And there's a reminder that starting from September 2nd, all the Friday night Bible study groups, we will change our meeting start time. So we will start from 7:30 and the meeting will go till 9 p.m.
我们现在提醒从9月2号周五晚上的读经时间改成从7:30到9:00。
So previously we were starting at 7:45, but now we will start at 7:30 and conclude at 9.
从以前我们是7:45开始，但是从9月2号开始，我们的周五读经是7:30开始。
So the reminder is for parents to please pick up your children around 9 o'clock.
那请这有孩子们的父母亲们注意一下，就是9:00要准时接你的孩子们。
Also, reminder that we will be having a baptismal meeting next Sunday.
我也提醒弟兄姐妹，下个主日我们有一次受浸聚会。
And the meeting will be here at the building.
受浸聚会就在会所这里。
The baptismal service itself will begin at 9:30 a.m.
受浸聚会是9:30开始。
But we'd like to remind brothers and sisters who have a desire to be baptized that they may arrive here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
但是如果是你是要受浸的弟兄姊妹们，请你们记得下个主日9:00要来到这里。
Also, I'd like to announce that our elderly sister Jinhua Mei has gone to be with the Lord.
我们想要再报告一件事情，就是我们亲爱的梅金华老姊妹在8月17号安息主怀。
Our sister passed on the 17th of August.
她是在 8月 17号 安息主怀。
We thank the Lord for her and we know that she is in the Lord's presence.
我们为她来感谢主, 我们也知道, 确实知道她现在在主的怀里。
So please remember her family as they go through this difficult time.
我们也请弟兄姊妹为她的家人来祷告, 当他们经过这一段, 时间的时候。
Okay, and I think for the rest of the announcements, I would encourage you just to keep looking at the our church website.
我想其他的一些报告事项，请弟兄姊妹可以参考我们教会的网站。
So I think that will conclude our announcements.
好，我们报告就停在这里。
Thank the Lord once again for being with us.
我们再次感谢主，他的同在。